Moths flutter around the fluorescent bulb as it blinks into the dark outside the bar. I lean back and lift my gaze to the night. There's no light pollution out here, and the stars are fierce. The moon is full, so I give it a wink. Did you just wink at me? Ian's so tall he blocks out the moon. When he's in front of you, there's nothing else. He's all there is. I did wink, I say, but not at you. Sorry. All right, he says. Glad we cleared that up. Apologies for any confusion. He doesn't say anything else. He turns away from me to exhale, releasing a calm river of smoke toward the parking lot. Are you disappointed? I ask him. Did I give you false hope for a second there? Well, yeah, but I've had false hope since we were 13, so I'm used to it, he says, turning back toward the light so I can see his good-natured grin. It's been so many years since I last saw that grin. My heart begins to thump mutinously inside my chest. Maybe his hope isn't false after all? All right then. Time to go. I should head home. My sister will be jealous if she thinks I'm out having too much fun while she's stuck home, sober. Tell Scarlett I say hello, he says. I will, I say, patting my pockets to check for my wallet, my keys. Happy we ran into each other. Good to see you. Yeah, he says. We should run into each other again while you're still in town. I search for a cool, non-committal response among the assortment I store readily under my tongue. I fumble, my lips part, but offer nothing. Or not, he says, shrugging his massive shoulders. He pushes his glasses up his nose, the same squarish black Ray-Bans he wore back in high school. Behind the thick lenses, his eyes are a striking, unusual blue. Cobalt. No, yeah, I stammer. I mean, yes, of course. Horrifying. You good to drive? I can give you a ride, he says. I'm good. One beer. I can walk in a straight line for you, though, if you like. ABCs backwards. Could you? I'm shy. He laughs. All right. I take my car keys out of my pocket. I slip my index finger into the key ring and flip them around. Good night. Bye, Rory. I'm curious if he's watching me as I walk to my car. The restraint it takes to not sneak a glance over my shoulder. Shameful. I'll leave this part out when I tell Scarlett. If I tell Scarlett. Despite her current situation, she seems to have retained her position as a hardcore romantic. She's like, Mom, if I tell her I bumped into Ian Pedretti, forget it. I get into the car and turn the heat on, thawing myself from the October chill. I pull out of the parking lot, stealing a quick look in my rear view. Ian is still there, finishing his cigarette.